Okay, kids, welcome back to the big show, folks. So, Paul, I'm on the subway today. You ever been on the subway, Paul?
Subway, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy walks up to me, looks me right in the eye, gives me one of these. He goes, you got any gum? you got any gum?
Yeah, so he asked you for some gum. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. All right, in a couple of seconds, William Hurt will be out here, kids, and Blues Traveler, and later on, actor Robert Wool will be joining us. Hey, hear that, Paul? Robert Wool will be out here. You enjoy his work, Paul?
Yeah, Paul Wool. Good.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's on a new program over there on the HBO. You enjoy the HBO, Paul?
Yeah, HBO, cable. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's got a show called Arliss, and he plays Arliss. You enjoy the Arliss show, Paul?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's Arliss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's Arliss. He plays Arliss in the show there. Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha! Okay, well, anyway, he's going to be out in a little while. Ha, ha! Yeah. Arliss. Can you imagine such a thing, Paul? Arliss. Okay, kids, our first guest you've seen in such films as The Big Chill and Broadcast News. Now he is starring in the runaway box office smash Michael. Please welcome back to the program, William Hurt. William! Let me just say before we begin, you know, that I saw your new picture, Michael, and by gosh, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed it. Just a fine piece of work, and it must have been very satisfying for you.
Well, thank you. I'm very proud of this film. I mean, I first read it, I just fell in love with this script, you know. It is a life-affirming story about an angel who is sort of a celestial rescuer of lives, you know. I guess we have all gone adrift in some way, you know. He asks us to simply embrace the small miracles in our lives everywhere that we can find.
You got any gum?
What?
You got any gum? Let me ask you this now. You're a big shot actor. You do like 90 films a year. Now, that sounds to me like just a Herculean task.
Well, it's not so hard, you know, when you're working with fine performers, like, who are generous, you know.
Yeah, I'd imagine, sure, yeah.
Andy McDowell's performance in this movie really drove the story. I just...
Oh, hey, Andy McDowell. Hey, Andy McDowell ever give you one of these? Huh? Can you imagine that thing? Just boom! Boom!
What is your trip?
Okay, now, when you play a character that experiences such an epiphany in a film like this, now, as an actor, now that transformation, it has to be quite taxing on you.
Yeah, well, you can't underestimate the value of what it means to get inside of a character.
Oh, hey, let me ask you this. Do you enjoy the Arliss show?
What?
Arliss.
You got any gum? Why do you keep asking me if I have gum?
Now I understand you have a clip. Now, would you like to set up your clip?
Well, yes, this is a scene from the movie Michael, which I play.
Oh, you know what that sound means, folks? Every once in a while, we like to go out in the street and do something we call Can You Sell Me a Hot Dog? Ball!
Hey man, don't wanna buy a Frank, don't wanna buy a wiener, don't wanna buy a Brett, but hey mister, can you sell me a hot, 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 hot dog? Yeah!
Can you sell me a hot dog?
Okay.
Hey mister, can you sell me a
I'm sorry about that, William. Now, you were setting up a clip.
Yes, well, this is a scene in the film where I finally accept the angel. And it's all his power, and I experience a catharsis.
Oh. Well, that sounds great. Okay, let's roll a clip. This is from the motion picture, Michael.
You got any gum?
Looks like a great film. Hey, that's all the time we have, folks. My apologies to Blues Traveler and Robert Wall. Good night, everybody.